did black South Africans actually forgive white people? That's the question.
Right.
They weren't given the opportunity to actually take back what was theirs.
Remember we had that pandemic of people literally just taking big old naps in portfolio committee meetings. And so I will thank the EFF for bringing in and breathing new life.
Being a booster shot.
Yes, being a booster shot.
At the time, not
at
anymore.
At the time, but not anymore. Looking now at where the EFF is, I'm very disappointed.
To a degree, we have to give him credit. There's very few people fighting for land to return to the dispossessed masses of South Africa.
EFF councillors don't show up to work. Look at the objective data in terms of the EFF participation in portfolio committees. Not
it's
great.
Dismal.
It's dismal. They are in government in Ekurhuleni. We must never forget that. They are in government in eThekwini.
Political leaders are given the platform to be corrupt through the system. It may be that Julius is the best option for us. He's here to fundamentally change the structure that we've inherited.
The current dispensation is built foundationally on apartheid and colonialism. I think no matter what you try and build on this foundation, it is going to fall because we never fixed the problems back in 1994. We took the easy way out. We said, you know what? We're gonna forgive them. Did black South Africans actually forgive white people? That's the question.
Right.
They weren't given the opportunity to actually take back what was theirs.
Right.
And I think if we're able to give that opportunity to black people, we should.
I don't know. Do you just break the house down, build and remain homeless and then fix the foundation? Or do you kind of try to keep the wall stable and fix the foundation a step at a time?
That's what the ANC has been trying to do. But anything that they build on this unstable foundation, it has slanted the entire building.
But maybe the building process was also corrupted and sort of compromised. So maybe that's also the issue. I'm not saying
True.
The foundation is not unstable. It is unstable. What I'm trying to say is, what do you do? What do? You just break the house down and say, right, we're starting from scratch. And then how do we foolproof that process from opportunists who broke the building of the walls to not try to repoison the foundation again?